Florida State Prison sits just outside of Rayford, a sleepy rural town about 30 miles north of Gainesville. It's where Ronald Clark is held.
So who's this in the...
That's Rayford? Me at 21 years old.
Can you describe what you look like?
Long hair, baby face, looked about 15.
He's 48 now. He wears glasses and his hair is short and straight, parted down the middle. He's imposing, well over 6 feet tall and broad-shouldered, with a couple of small faded tattoos scattered along his arms. He was convicted of first-degree murder in 1991 and sentenced to death.
Yeah, 26 years later, here I sit. I come through that back gate there on February 22nd, 1991. And now this Hearst is about all I got to rely on.
Hearst is the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that came down in January, invalidating Florida's death sentencing scheme. Under that system, the jury issued a recommendation, but it was the judge who weighed the evidence and determined the ultimate sentence. Borrowing from a friend of the court brief, Clark says there's no question what should happen now.
It states right there that all these cases, without unambiguously, requires that all capital felonies whose death sentences have been imposed under the now unconstitutional statute be re-sentenced to life in prison.
Former Florida Supreme Court Chief Justice Harry Anstead lives on a lake just outside of Tallahassee with his wife, Sue.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Anstead helped write the brief Clark was reading.
This case, in a sense, is close to my heart because the decision in Hearst is based on an earlier decision from the United States Supreme Court called Ring versus Arizona.
He explains Ring is very similar to Hearst. The court threw out a basically identical death sentencing system in Arizona for the same reasons it struck down Florida's in Hearst. But when a Florida death row inmate appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court based on Ring, the court chose not to take it up. Anstead says that tied his court's hands, but he wrote a separate opinion, taking issue with the higher court's decision.
I was a lone dissent to that decision and wrote and essentially what the U.S. Supreme Court wrote in their decision a few months ago, that all you have to do is examine the Florida statute and you will see that it does not comply with the Ring requirement that juries make those findings.
That was back in 2002. Now that the Supreme Court has ruled against Florida's capital sentencing system, he believes all 390 death row inmates should have their sentences commuted to life in prison. And there's precedent for that. After a 1970s ruling temporarily halted executions across the country, Florida commuted nearly 100 sentences. But even if wholesale reductions aren't in the cards, the Hearst ruling will touch off a wave of new appeals. Clark, though, well, he's not holding his breath. Earlier this month, he got word the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has denied his case. He hasn't told his mother yet.
I mean, I found out last week, and I did not want to tell her on Mother's Day. So, yeah, my attorney will file a rehearing. That'll get denied. She'll then file certiorari in the U.S. Supreme Court. That'll get denied. Yeah, I'm pessimistic because I already know. I don't look for the courts to help me out any.
Anstead is a bit more hopeful, but the passage of time between that first opinion and the Hearst ruling weighs on him.
Since that time in Florida, I don't know the exact number. Maybe you do. But numerous people have been executed, under arguably an unconstitutional statute.
In the 14 years since Ring, there have been 41 executions. The last one came on January 7th of this year, 5 days before the Hearst ruling. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.